This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. I just want to know.
The first thing they hear is,
okay.
You know, so I actually have to go babysit. So you guys see the name on the fucking description. It's not just yeah. Riley and I today. We have a podcasting Lothario, really, a Casanova when it comes to all things audio laughs. We have John Gabrus on the show.
Hi.
Yes, thank you.
Guy
on.
Code, raised by TV, high and mighty. Action Boys, what was the one? You were in What We Do in the Shadows. I caught you,
you
on
can
that.
You can just plug podcasts because when you plug TV, it scares me because of how long ago it was.
I'm waiting for season 3 to come out, and then you're just suddenly like back as a series regular on that show.
Oh, like I haven't been DMing Jermaine Clement, who does not know me at all, saying like, I think they should go to the dock again. It's humiliating. I was literally in the pilot of What We Do in the Shadows, which means a pilot is filmed even earlier than the rest of the season.
Sure.
So I filmed that like 4 years ago. So
absolutely.
You bringing that up reminds me that I've done maybe 2 things since then.
And we love it.
You know what's funny is that on High and Mighty, you're always talking about how you don't consider yourself like you're not where you want to be. But I consider yourself, I would be so happy to be where you're at.
Same.
I know, and that's the fucking realization that we all need to have, is that there's people out there who would be killed to be where you are at. You guys would love to be where I'm at. I'd love to be where this person standing just off camera, Jason Segel,
or can he talk?
Seth just, Rogen is on this side.
Can he talk on the show, or are they just going to hang out?
Neither of them. I asked them. They don't even want a guest on my podcast.
Okay.
They just want to.
That's fair.
I think they're both listening to Doughboys off camera, to be honest. So I don't blame them.
Did I miss anything? Is there anything you want to plug up top?
No. Podcast is where it's at, because I also think it might be the only thing going on in the next couple of years. So I'm going to stick with it, and let's love podcast.
Let's
High and Mighty,
love
Action
podcasts.
Boys, the Gino Lombardo Show,
right.
Raised by TV.
Mm-hmm.
4 podcasts, arguably. One is at least defunct, thank God. my most popular, successful one is now. Thank God that one's over and I'm just busting my ass on 3 more. Thank God I distanced myself from Lauren Lapkus, the proven talent and success.
For sure.
Finally,
for sure.
I'm out on my own.
Thank
yeah, we
God
tried
God.
To get her for this episode too, and she said, God, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, she said,
mm-hmm.
Is Gabrus doing it? And you were like, yeah, I think that would mm-hmm. be a selling point. She sprayed herself with pepper spray and said,
yeah.
I can't do it.
Right.
Women.
tell me about it, right? God.
I know, seriously, right?
Fuck.
We know all, you're a woman. I fucking know women. Jeff is like learning about them. We're all set.
Jeff's heard of them.
I just don't, like, I keep rubbing them the wrong way, and I'm just like, I don't know how to.
Don't rub them at all, dude. That's the trick.
Right.
You have to you gotta wait until they specifically request to be rubbed.
And that never happens for me. That's the fucking issue.
Yeah. And Jeff, for you, it's not just women. It's just kind
that's the rub.
It's everyone.
It's the rub. It's everyone.
The rub.
The rub is there is no rub.
Right.
Therein lies the rub. The lack of rub rubs you the wrong way.
And that's the thing, too, is I just moved into this new place. Like I said, living in a basement. My roommates are all upstairs, separate entrance for me. They had to build it out just so that I don't have to walk through the house. Mm-hmm. To see them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. House didn't come that
it's
way.
Normally
a plus, but like they didn't give me a key to the main house, right? So like I'm trying to like jiggle the lock and they're like, no way, man. We don't want to see you.
They're like, climb into the storm drain like we left for you, bro. He's like, got Dorothy doors that you got to like.
Covered in dry rainwater.
It's like, you got to go in the same way all the cave crickets do, Jeff.
We talked, I think it was maybe last week, this week, I don't know, but we talked about how the entrance to Jeff's part of the house is very treacherous and spooky, and so when the time
alleyway.
Comes when Jeff brings a lady over, she will absolutely think she's gonna be murdered.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's not something you have to worry about.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God we don't have to be stressed about that, though.
Right.
Oh my
right.
God. Isn't it?
And
it's
all fun and
so
games
cool.
on the show, but like after when I hang up, I just like cry myself to sleep every night. Yeah. All these little gentle ribbings
really
that you guys
fun.
Think is a lot of fun actually.
I think it's like really,
night.
Really cool to like be in a relationship during this time, and it's like
no,
I think it's just like such a special
sure.
thing. Like I mean, it's like, you know, Gabriel, you obviously you're with your wife and with Daniel, and it's just like it's just so nice to like. Not sleep alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can't even lie on the grass is greener on every side. I will say, you know, I'm 200 days into quarantine, sharing a apartment with a working from home wife who has a real job that involves calls all day and video chats. I'm not gonna lie, I'm maybe too fat for the aforementioned alley, but I'd love to try it.
You'd love to try the entrance.
I'd love to try an alley.
I'm at the level of quarantine, time into the quarantine where Jeff's like, I live in a basement by myself and it's impossible to get in and out of. I'm like, appealing. That sounds by yourself,
more.
You say?
like confirm, I'm not, no one else?
Yeah, no one else? Sounds great to me. I guarantee if you had my wife on the pod, she would agree. She'd be like, tell me more about your fucking basement solo apartment. I might need a fucking separate entrance into a crawl space in my house. She's going to build one for me.
Get into the room through a fucking air duct.
Yeah, I enter through the half bath toilet somehow.
But we can all agree that you're never alone when you're with the Holy Spirit. Let's really get into it. Delis.
Thank God. Yes,
God
dude.
Damn it. What kind of transition?
No, I'm just saying delis are sort of the second coming of Christ. God. Which maybe doesn't make a lot of sense because oftentimes they're Jewish.
Famously Jewish delis right. are the second coming of Christ.
I will say this is where I will stand up for the other people that own delis.
Italian
are my
deli.
People. The Italians, we own some delis. Yeah.
We own some delis.
And they're very into Jesus.
ribbed white tank top.
Thank you.
Crucifix.
A-frame t-shirt.
Oh, no.
I like to put on an A-frame t-shirt and slap my wife around.
Holy shit.
Have you ever worn
it? Fucked up. Call it an A-frame shirt, but I still wear it when I tee off on my wife.
God, it's T-ball to you. Have you ever worn an A-frame tank in an A-frame house?
No, because the A-frame shirt was a part of my East Coast life.
Mm.
And so A-frame houses became part of my West Coast life. So
the
two have never met. Though I think I might have Mac Weldon A-frame tank top somewhere in one of this the visible drawers behind me. Also, I'm realizing now that you do record the Zoom and I took it in a cutoff t-shirt. It just came to me. I was like, oh, I'm like looking at my messy ass apartment in the background and then just remembered that you filmed this. And I'm like, well, in too deep. Visible pit sweat.
Let's just kind of redeem the shirt though, because what is the logo? What does it say?
This has been in my life for a very long time.
Oh my God.
It's a dare t-shirt. Resist.
Yes.
What is it? Drugs and violence?
Yeah, dare to resist drugs and violence. I dare you.
I dare you to resist drugs and violence. I literally triple dog dare you. I'm not even kidding. I dare you
Fuck,
to resist
I can't.
It.
I lose. Consequences. I'll buy you a Coke. I don't even know the rules.
Gabus, what is your experience with delis? It was really fun. I have to say, really fun coming up with things for you because you have a whole brand.
Yeah, I pretty much wear my personality on my sleeve. Not very
or
many
not.
Secrets about me.
Or
sleeveless.
Not. Yeah. Clearly, yeah.
I just wear it right there on the fucking tricep, brother. Yeah, I have a strong brand. It helps if you have 250 episodes of a podcast where you play yourself and just talk constantly over all your guests. You guys will learn all about that shortly. You guys list for both what you wanted to do for review and for what you wanted to do for High and Mighty. When you sent me the High and Mighty topic ideas, Cupid shot me in the fucking heart, dude. Shot through the heart! You didn't give Love a bad name. You gave it a great name, and that name was... I don't even know when these episodes are airing, but spoilers, you guys are also on my pod. Whatever. I fucking love delis. I ate breakfast at them, like, all the time. I've lived in very deli-heavy cultures, areas. Long Island for my entire upbringing, and then New York City for 10 years after college before moving out here. So I have tons of deli experience. I ate breakfast at a deli every morning when I was a lifeguard because you just want bacon, egg, and cheese. Pre-coffee, you just get bacon, egg, and cheese, and Gatorade.
Yeah.
Then when you get to be a real man and start drinking coffee, you get bacon, egg, and cheese, and coffee. Sausage, egg, and cheese. I'm a grown man now. I upgraded. The bacon's for babies.
Yelling at the counter guy? Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'll have a sausage, egg, and cheese, and a Bloody Mary because I'm 19 now.
We don't have
I'm
that.
I'm a man.
Yeah, all right.
I'll take a Clamato then. I brought my own vodka.
When I was in a fraternity for a semester in college, they forced me to drink a Clamato because I accidentally... this isn't a good story for the show.
No, we can leave it out.
I pissed on one of the seniors' beds. So
Can y'all remind me what's in a Clamato, please?
Just remind you, because you'll remember. I used to drink
it all
the time.
It'll come back to me in a second.
I'm positive you used to drink it all the time, because it's a perfect blend of tomato juice and clam juice.
That's absolutely
right. Bud Light makes one that's a combination of clam juice, tomato juice, and Bud Light. In case it needed one more thing to make it absolutely disgusting.
Thank you. It's all coming back to me now. My God, my youth, everything.
Oh, I remember when I was a child dock worker drinking a Clamato as the ships would come in.
We used to make our own Clamatos with our own two hands and our own clams.
I used to bring clams. My wife back in the day had a tomato garden, and we would just combine the two. The old life when I was a married Sicilian fucking longshoreman.
The worst couple in the fucking world.
10 years old and like yellow wellies up to my thighs.
Cracking an egg into a Clamato beverage. Like, what the fuck? Rise and shine, bitches.
Ancient dog worker child.
Come here, son. It's time for your first drink.
Just shaving.
Instead of salt in the rim, it's just pubes.
God.
Why?
wrong word. Wine. Let's get some rosé in the bitch.
Okay. Dug, glug, glug, glug. I just put a magnum of red wine in my fridge for a little chilled red later on my porch.
Oh, that's really good.
That's not a bit
the dream.
Either.
No, that sounds lovely.
Big Thursday night plans for Uncle Gabrus.
Yeah.
You just said wine, and I was like, yes, I'll be drinking that soon enough. You even moved the recording of this up a half hour. I'm like, well, I actually am done now. If we recorded three, I could drink sooner. It was like literally where my brain was like, it's the motherfucking quarantine. I pissed my bed this year.
Because you were drunk or...
I was fucking wasted and I pissed. Wife woke up to what she thought was a pipe leaking because I was laying on my side at the edge of my bed. It wasn't...
It was technically a
pipe had burst. I was taking a full-on 300-pound man piss, like leaning on the side of the bed. My wife woke up to it. It was landing in like an inch-deep puddle of my piss, completely clear because I had been drinking so much tequila and soda and so much water. She woke up at like the end of it, and it still had 30 seconds left. I haven't even gotten that fucked up since then because I was like truly like... That's just not supposed to happen to you once you're like 40.
What's the old Cameron song, Hey Ma, where he's like, and you know I can lay the pipe. So for you, that's what it means.
Yeah, it was incorrect. I can lay the pipe, but it was mostly for sewage reasons, not any fun.
Yeah.
Runoff style. So breakfast at delis, what else?
Breakfast at delis, deli lunch. And then when I moved to New York City, when I moved to Brooklyn, I had four delis on like the three corners I lived in. I lived like at every single intersection, I went to different delis for different reasons. Like, mm-hmm. Mrs. Kim had the better price on beers, but the Colombian guys on the corner, they were called Columbia Foods, and so I'm not just like racially labeling them. Though I guess saying Mrs. Kim is weirdly a racial relation too, but whatever, you know what I'm saying. This Asian broad sold me beer. These Colombian guys sold me breakfast. Iced coffee at one
New
of the
York,
two of them.
New York, melting pot of the world, brother.
Hey, it's all a melting pot. We got fucking Puerto Ricans running around. We got fucking Italians over here, Jews doing their thing.
Just yelling.
All racially charged, but no slurs, no labeling of anyone, just describing it.
Hey, Italians used to be discriminated against here too.
And then you had to know which delis would still serve iced coffee in the winter. And then when you got a new job at for me, as a freelancer, it'd be like, where am I working? There's a deli by UCB where you can get beer and late night food. There's a I just knew where everything that I. Oh, there's four delis on this intersection. Well, the Northwest Deli, it makes the best chicken cutlet sandwiches, but if you want an Italian combo, I recommend the Southeast corner. Like, you just eventually learn
Damn.
That. Those guys have scratch-offs, but no sandwiches. These guys have sandwiches, but no scratch-offs.
Wow.
You eventually learn it all. And for those of you who don't live in the tri-state area, New York and Long Island are fucking deli rampant. I have, in my hometown of Belmore, New York, which is X amount of square feet, you know, it's like a 4 minutes to drive across, has like 11 delis. And then once you take that 4 minute drive into any other town in any direction, they have 11 to 15 delis.
God.
They're everywhere, dude. Where are you? Do you guys have, were delis a big part of your lives growing up?
I mean, so I'm from LA. And so growing up, not really. Like, the big one would just be, Cantor's. Like, that would be, the only, quote-unquote, local one, at least, one that I knew that I'm like, oh, yes, that is a deli that I can go
LA
to.
Well, LA is more like burger and donuts than deli and pizza. Yeah. Like, New York is sort of leans towards deli, pizza, that world.
Mm-hmm.
And LA, because that's what my main complaint about LA is I'm having a hard time finding, New York had so many delis that LA has some delis, but if you go to it, it's it's $41. The sandwich takes an hour and a half. And York, it's it's $4 and I throw it in the dumpster and you got to get it yourself.
Throw it and you have to catch it on the way out.
Yeah. And we're putting out 40 in the next half hour because there's tons of people waiting in line.
Right.
It's just a different vibe. Yeah. And so It doesn't, that isn't really the culture.
No, it's
also,
it's
not really
the same.
A walking culture. So you're not really like, I need to grab a coffee and a sandwich for my walk, or I need to grab it outside my office.
Yeah.
It's very, that was the big adjustment when I moved to Los Angeles, was the sort of, you don't do things on the way to other
it's
things.
It's not on the go friendly place at all.
Yeah. In New York, it would be like, oh, we'll grab, we're going to Jeff's basement for a party. Super depressing.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's bring him some white wine. And it's like, okay, well, we'll grab white wine on the walk to the subway, or the walk from the subway to Jeff. Here in LA, it's like, do we have white wine at the house? No, it's like, I'm not trying to find parking twice.
Right,
Jeff gets nothing.
I'm jealous of people who did, because I love an on the go kind of thing.
Yeah, and also people think delis and think exclusively sandwiches, which is the highlight. But part of the fun is of delis, especially in New York City, when you get into deli bodega territory. It's all right, it's 2:30 in the morning. I'm gonna get two Gatorades, an iced coffee for the morning, a sandwich to eat right now, something to eat in the morning, a bag of chips, two rolls of toilet paper. I'll get NyQuil. You can get 11 errands done and just
that's a
spend
beautiful
a half
thing.
Hour figuring out the ATM machine to pay or whatever. But then it fucking ruled. That's the main thing I miss about the East Coast.
Yeah.
Fuck bagels, fuck pizza. I love it, but I don't need to eat that shit all the time. The main thing I miss is deli culture.
Mm.
And it just wouldn't work here because it would need to have such parking that people can come in and out. You know
what
I mean?
It would need to be Grove size parking lot for it to be worth it for people here.
Yeah, and it makes there's not a place where that could pop up and make sense for anyone.
No.
Yeah.
Or if it is, it's at a place like the Grove and you're not going to go get lox at the Americana.
right.
But Riley, you just had lox the other day. You used correct me if I'm wrong, your laptop as a plate.
No, will correct you because I did not use my laptop as a plate. I had lox and then typed, and so that's why I said my keyboard is fish because I absolutely wolfed
get it
down.
Right.
Get it right. It wasn't
get
the plate.
It right, Jeff.
It was the napkin essentially. So
it's more oil.
My mom she was just like, my mom is an online shopping fiend. And while she was just online, she just texted me one day. She goes, I ordered some stuff from Zabar's for you. I'm like, beautiful. Thank you. Because I love a bagel. I love some cream cheese. Love some lox. And
give me all the above and then throw even whitefish salad on top. And I'm there for it.
Beautiful.
Sliced thin red onion. No capers for
thin.
Uncle Gabriel.
Oh, you don't like thin. Capers? I need those capers.
I don't mind capers, but if someone serves me with capers, uh-huh. I'm eating it, not saying anything. If I'm making my own, skipping capers.
Skipping capers.
I'm doing veggie cream cheese or scallion cream cheese with lox, white fish, and then thin sliced red onion.
What?
And that fucking whole wheat, everything. Fatty. I fucking love bagel. I'm going to order Zabar's on Gold Belly for myself to deliver
it's
to this house.
It was such a treat. So we got, so she got for me, my roommate, and my boyfriend, which is so nice. And so it was like one pack of sesame bagels, and pack of plain, two things of just plain cream cheese, two things of lox, and then a bag of cinnamon arugula. Oh my God. It has been the joy of my life.
Did she get you the gift one that came with like the pound of coffee and the dish towel too?
The dish towel wasn't there, but the coffee was
what?
Certain. I know. It didn't
come. Fuck.
I sent it back.
And ball her out.
She cheated the fuck out on this one. But yeah, so every morning I have been having scrambled eggs on the side of bagel cream cheese lox, and immediately, of course, type to Jeff. Probably usually while I'm eating it, and then I never learn from my mistakes is the thing. So I then either call, like I use my phone to call someone, call my dad or something, and like my phone absolutely smells like salmon, and so does my computer.
Isn't the definition of insanity doing the same thing twice and
absolutely
expecting
right.
a different result? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
right.
I feel you, Riley. I'm on like my fifth Bluetooth keyboard of the quarantine.
Not cheap.
Just keep charging it to High and Mighty Productions and eventually just run out of my Mac Weldon money.
Jeffrey, any deli experience?
Ever heard of a little delicatessen called Corky and Lenny's?
No.
Why have I heard of that?
I don't think you have. Probably, or
the
it's a
name
chain.
Sounds really familiar.
Well, because it's two famous TV and movie character names of people who were developmentally disabled.
I did not know that. Well,
Corky
Lenny,
from Mice
obviously.
Goes On and Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
Sure.
Oh, see,
sure.
That's where my brain went, and I don't know why, and I apologize.
Yeah, no, it's Richard Forky and Kenny Lenny. But yeah, that was our local deli in Sugar Falls, Ohio. But Gabrus, I mean, I think I've told you this before, but my mom is from Amityville, right?
Oh, hell yeah, the horror house, baby.
Yeah, I thank you not to bring it up again, actually, because she was the exact fucking one. That's her house. We would sometimes get Corky and Lenny's after the dentist, because it was right by my dentist's office.
Okay, brag.
The lock's thick. You never want a thick lox. You know that they're not doing it right if it's a thick slice. You want a thin slice so you can layer, and you want a thin, like you said, thin slice of red onion. And then I do capers, I do light on the cream cheese. But I also might be a fucking idiot, so.
I do light cream cheese if I'm getting some whitefish salad in there too, because I just don't need that much cream. Open-faced or do you sandwich it?
I do sandwich, but I'm not opposed to open-faced if I want to make it last.
I do open face
to
have
locks.
Double the amount of locks. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for me, locks is the best Sunday morning hangover cure.
Yes, I agree.
Hell yeah,
completely agree. Because
it's not like I don't feel as bad as if I have like a bacon, egg, and cheese or like a breakfast burger or something crazy. But I still get that fat. I still get that salt. I still get that fish.
It feels more fresh.
And you get the cheese and bread help too. The bagel and cream cheese part.
Yes.
Definitely. Like,
yeah.
If you woke up truly hungover and just fucking toss lox in your mouth like a fucking brown
like
bear.
A seal.
You would, you would definitely regret that. It would not make you feel as good as you think.
Oh, I should have done the sturgeon.
I got Dover sole for breakfast. Let's dive in.
Like a cartoon cat bones out the mouth. Oh.
This is a good division of religion here in that we're talking delis, and both of you mentioned bagels and lox as like your go-to deli options. Even though I'm from Long Island, arguably a highly Jewish island, one of the more Jewish islands up there with Manhattan, there's still tons of Italian delis where you wouldn't even get bagels or lox at them. And it would just be like the places with the fucking soppressata and the gabagool hanging. But I like the idea that both delis exist, that I can go get a bagel and cream cheese and lox for one. But We used, like, and this is probably, you know, goy culture, or, you know, this is the Gentile in me. We called those bagel stores. Like, even even though Long Island Bagel Cafe is ostensibly a deli, you can get a hero, you can get coffee, you can get all that stuff here. We still call it a bagel store or a bagel, like. I guess we call that maybe Long Island or Bagel Town. We call them by their names, but they're not delis in our head for some reason.
Yeah, sorry, I'm rewatching the Bagel Boss video, and this is you.
Yeah, I kicked that fucking guy's ass. I've been in a bagel store with a dude having a fucking conniption in my life. Like that's how Long Island that video is. Is that like I've never seen a dude get fucking murked like that, which is exciting.
Yeah,
but I've seen people have absolute meltdowns in bagel stores.
Yeah, you're watching the video and you're like, why is this viral? This is a Thursday.
Yeah, this is
I wish somebody would deck that guy. Do you know how unfilmed fucking bagel shop parking lot fights there are in life? Plenty. I just had an ultimate long hiccup throughout an entire 40 minutes.
And for the listener, I cut it down, but it was in half an hour.
Yeah, sorry, dude. Sorry. I don't know why I insisted on reading my spec script while having the hiccup.
All right, well, we should take a break, but we will be right back.
Oh, thank God.
With Jonathan Gabers himself and some reviews of Delicatessens. Thanks, Marty.
Hell fucking yeah, bro.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my God,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, Mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert, so I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back.
We're back. Sorry, I wanted to... Fuck me. I don't want to. I don't want to anymore.
Three, two, one, you're an actor. Action, go.
And we're back.
Fuck, God damn it.
Let's just use that one. That one sounded good to me.
That one was good. Yeah. Can we get an alt where you say something that could be like, just cancel yourself?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we're back. We're talking eugenics in a fun way.
All right, Gabrus, would you like to start us off with the first review?
Maybe one of you guys start it off. Yeah,
Riley, do you want to go first?
Yes, I'll go. So, because really the only deli that I have had extensive experience with, not extensive, but like the one that I know really is Cantor's. I found a couple. I'm only going to read one, but it was amazing that the amount of reviews for Cantor's. It's been around for a while, and all the reviews say something along the lines of the fact that it's like, you want a nostalgic experience, go to Cantor's. But the only thing they talk about being nostalgic is just the attitude of the people who work there, and that like they're kind of like curmudgeon-y. And they're like, oh, it brings me right back.
To where? To when?
Here we go. This one's from Wally P. Gabrus, you got a last name for Wally P?
Peanut.
Okay, great. Wally Peanut. 5 stars.
Walnut Peanut.
Wally P, 5 stars. It's like entering a time warp at Cantor's. Short line to get in, check in with the brusque hostess, adjust to the oddly dank lighting, but then be rewarded with some of the best diner food in SoCal. You can imagine that diners have been repeat customers here for years and that this comfort food has such special meaning in this city. Of course, I had to ask for the biggest pastrami sandwich available, the Fairfax, with all pastrami, the spices, the bark, the fat, piled high on rye with nothing else. Heaven. Topped off my growing food, baby, with the most delicious strawberry cheesecake served outside New York. Moist. Fresh, sweet strawberries. Served perfectly cold. I couldn't have asked for a better meal. Can't wait to return for more pastrami heaven.
Why am I turned on? I'm sorry. I know you didn't ask me to get canceled this time around, but I'm sorry, Riley.
I don't know
if it was the content, your performance, a combination of the two.
Thank you so much.
My face is warm.
Oh my God, we're all so hot. Just thinking the description of, like, whenever I think of, like, deli food, I'm like, all these flavors, all these things done right, but just this description of, like, meat stacked high on bread and that's it. And
yeah.
That's it. Like, perfect.
That is a sandwich. Hard to argue with you there.
Two friends are out to brunch at Cantor's. Dude, last night was like fucking incredible. I was so drunk. I just need to get some dry meat on rye right now.
Oh, I'm looking to get some moist cheesecake. I need something that'll make my mouth absolutely plastic.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah, hey, welcome to Cantor's. What can I get for you?
My buddy and I mean, we did some crazy shit last night.
We were crazy last night. Are you familiar with Clamato?
With Clamato? Oh, that's like the fucking clam. Sorry, that's the clam juice thing? Or that the clam?
No, you can curse. You can curse. We curse all the time, the two of us.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I'll say the worst words you'll ever imagine.
Okay, you don't have to do it here.
Imagine a fucking insane word in your head right now. Imagine an awful worst word.
Okay.
My man Boney here will say it. Boney?
All right, I'm going to kind of guess what kind of word she'd be thinking about.
I mean, there's so many kids around here. It's a Sunday brunch. We really like it. We'd actually prefer if we didn't do this right here. I'm just here to take
Taint.
Your order.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't that, for the record. It was...
All right.
You can try again.
Oh, man here, he wants... if you can take some pastrami, throw it on a paper towel, fold it up, and squeeze it.
Okay.
Squeeze it
wring
so the paper towel
out.
Gets wring it out so the paper towel gets drenched, and then put that dry ass meat on toasted blackened marble rye. Boney loves it like that.
Then
dude.
Take the sopping wet towel and wring it into a pint glass, and that'll be my meal for now. I might add some more later.
Yeah. Let's give you the whole order first.
Yeah, okay. I can remember it. I don't even need to write it down. I got
you sure
it.
You don't want
to
write it down?
It's so
crazy.
Specific. I can remember
now,
it.
Now, I totally get that you can write it down, and you don't need to write it down. I appreciate that. I always think that's cool when a server does that. But do you see how much stress and pressure is putting on Boney and I that you're not writing it down? It's almost selfish, I find, when servers insist on not writing it down because it's like, okay, cool, you can memorize it, but clearly I want you to write it down because I don't want to blow up at you if you fuck this up.
You won't need to blow up at me.
And he will blow up at you. He will, even if you get it right, he might blow up at you.
I can tell. I am boiling over. Do you know what Clamato is?
Yeah, we talked about it's
okay.
All right.
God, yeah, sorry,
please,
sorry.
Sorry,
yeah.
We're getting more and more orders in. I'm being flagged on my multiple tables.
Well,
if you
got
just...
one more order before you go in there.
Okay.
Here's what I need.
All right.
Here's what I need. Okay. So you got Boney's order. You got the pint glass.
Pint glass. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Impossible
to
forget.
I would like a strawberry cheesecake. Mm-hmm. And I'm from New York, so I am very familiar with moist cakes. So I need you to give me something. I want something that'll knock my fucking socks off. And I'm wearing three pairs each because I got hyperhidrosis of the feet, okay?
His extremities are bulges.
I have to wear three pairs of gloves like Curly from Of Mice and Men.
These are not baseball gloves.
Great. Well, lucky for you, we have like specialty, like New York authentic cheesecake. So I don't think you have anything to worry about with that.
I need it to be as fucking dry as possible, though. Here's the thing. I need you to take the cheesecake and wrap it up in a paper towel and just squeeze. Do you understand? Boney, just like what you're doing with Boney.
Yeah.
It's the same process, different
food.
It's
the same exact process, different. Right. That's the easy way to explain it. Same process, different food. I see you keep looking at other tables and the big long line over by the host stand. Mm-hmm. I am just worried you're going to get my order wrong if you're
no,
not.
No, it is impossible for me. So, you know what? I'll triple check with you guys. Double check. Boney, you said, you want your meat squeezed in paper towel. Mm-hmm. Then you want blackened, toasted marble rye.
I want it so toasted that it gets smaller in like circumference. Also,
so you want dry, small.
I can tell you're getting upset. I just want
to. I'm actually not. I'm pretty grounded for a Sunday. You guys are really heightened. Listen, I'm just trying to get all these orders in. I'm fine. I have your orders. Okay. If you want me
ask
to
go. Ask us why we moved from New York to LA.
If I ask you this and answer, will you let me go get your food so I can just, you know, give you a check and be done?
I don't. Before we get to this whole New York versus LA debate that you want to have with us, Margo, you read Boney's order back, but you didn't read back my order.
You
Boney
want
M. Not sorry. Boney L's order, Boney M.
You're both named Boney.
Yeah, we have different last names.
It's so. Boney okay. Lindbergh, and then it's.
I'm Boney Mindbergh.
Yeah.
Mindbergh.
See, that's so crazy to me.
It's
I don't
wild
know why
that we
we're
became
getting
friends.
Into this.
It was serendipity. It really was.
No, not wild. To be friends. Wild that Boney. Both your parents named you guys. Is that a nickname?
No,
or
those are
call?
Those are our nicknames.
Oh,
those are our nicknames.
See, both
to be
have
fair,
the same
those
nickname.
Are the, yes.
You wouldn't judge it based on how his hands and feet look now, but when we were growing up, he just was an absolute skeleton. So that's why people named him Boney. And then I couldn't. It was like every morning I took. Too many Viagra.
Okay,
too many Cialis.
I got it. I get why. Yeah. I get why that's you.
You ever
so,
pitched a tent in selvedge denim? Because it is painful.
I know your order.
I haven't been hard in a long time.
I'm
going
to get a different server to come to your table. This is wildly inappropriate.
Oh, sorry. Margo, my bad. My bad. We're ready whenever you are. Just did you ask us why we moved from New York to LA?
I don't want to. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I feel like you guys won't let me
New
leave.
York, wrap it in a paper towel. That is the arid desert. Squeeze it out, get all the
this?
Water and
Sorry,
moisture out.
I
you got Los
know.
Angeles.
What is with the paper towel? What's with the squeezing? I know your order, Boney L, Boney M. I don't know which point at this point who you are, but I know you want cheesecake squished in a paper towel. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Are our nicknames confusing you? Should we just go by our real names? Because we're both named, that's Jeff Lindbergh and I'm Jeff Mindbergh. Is that
My
easier?
My God.
He's
J-E-F-F-E-R-Y
yes. and I'm R-E-Y, if that helps.
Yeah. It doesn't help. I don't need it. I'm going to go get your food. I'm going to bring it back. One of you or both of you can go Dutch. It's two of you. It's really easy. You'll pay. And then we'll never see each other again. None of this matters to me. Yeah, says me. I'll make sure of that. I'll make sure that I won't see either of you two ever again because I have so many customers to deal with today. I don't need Jeffrey Lindbergh and Jeffrey Minberg. Who Jeffrey fucking Hindenburg is going to come through the door any fucking
second.
We
got to a manager talking to Margo. Is everything okay over there with table six? You've been over there for 40 minutes and you've been pounding the table. Twice you've wiped all the drinks off in like a fit of ecstasy or agony. I couldn't tell.
It was a little bit of both.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Listen, Tina,
Do you know who those guys are?
I unfortunately know them a little too well. Let's just say that. I'm really sorry if I was causing a scene, but these guys were really making it hard on me. Jeff Lindbergh and Jeff Minberg. They're both named Boney.
That's Charles Lindbergh and Charles Minberg's sons sitting over there.
Who?
Charles Lindbergh, the famous person,
oh
and then
my
Charles
God.
Mindbergh.
Oh my God! How could I not remember their last names? Oh my God! Those are those two like really, really famous rich men.
Yes, Charles Lindbergh is the famous person who stole a baby or was a baby, and Charles Mindbergh is
the
person who rescued. Yeah, was the baby.
Yes.
That's what it was. The Mindbergh baby.
The Mindbergh baby and the Lindbergh. Yes. Like, oh my God, this is. I have to go apologize right now. Excuse, I'll deal with this. I'm so sorry about this.
Sure.
Tina. Come back to the table.
No, it's like I don't understand why people think it's weird to wear an entire Mets outfit, the entire jersey, pants.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you look like you either look like a Mets baseball player or an undercover cop. I don't know which one.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
We wanted to say something to you, Margo.
No, please, me first. I am so sorry for, if I had a short fuse earlier. It's a Sunday, things are really crazy, and, we're just trying to make it all work here in this city, and I had no idea who you guys were, and so I am deeply, deeply sorry if I made this experience anything less than pleasurable. And I really hope you two enjoyed your time here and we'll come back to Cantor's again soon.
I mean, I had an amazing time. I thought we connected on a level that people haven't connected on before.
I saw it.
Ask
I
Boney.
Was there and I
Ask
saw
Boney.
It.
You and
there
me.
Was... Oh, I'm talking about the three of us.
I'm saying like I saw the sparks flying and I felt it
they're
internally.
Flying, they're flying all across every direction here.
Every direction.
It's, and I'm not even, it's not sexual because as I said earlier, I haven't been able to get hard in 20 years.
I remember that.
I fucking fell asleep next to a microwave at a sleepover party that someone had set for 99 minutes.
Yeah.
And it fucking roasted my toasted.
When you're stolen as a 5-year-old, oftentimes that'll lead to some trauma that you have to work through and never will be able to. So he can't sexual block there.
Well, that's what
I do. I eat pussy, I suck dick, and I eat ass. I should say I do all three of those. I just can't get myself hard, but I'm
a giver. Heads are turning across the room.
Also, got to another table. I think that's the Minberg time. Did you hear that?
No, that's definitely him.
Oh my God. That's definitely him. He sucks dick. I knew it. Remember?
Well, I mean, we all knew that he eats pussy and eats ass, but like he absolutely sucks dick.
I couldn't believe he sucks dick. I can't even believe he didn't mention that he can bottom for people, even though he can't get erect. He can clearly use his ass as like a receptacle for pleasure. Cut back to the other table. And of course, Margo, you could also, my asshole is up for grabs. You know, like anyone could do whatever they want.
Two Clamatos get put down on the table by another from the table over there.
Mark, are you familiar with this?
Oh my God! Flip the table! Get out!
Margo, you flipped the table for the third time with the Lindbergh and Minberg baby. I'm sorry, but you're fired from this deli.
That's fine. That's fine. You know what? I'm done with. There's no good delis in LA anyway. I'm fucking out of here.
Everybody goes.
I take the paper towels.
All the kids. I can't believe she cursed.
Are you kidding me?
You overhear just the tail end of Minberg and Lindbergh's conversation. I mean, I guess I could technically bend my arm and someone could fuck that, too.
Ever had an eargasm?
There's a deli that's my favorite deli in the world. It's my favorite restaurant in the world. It's called My Hero on Jerusalem Avenue in Merrick, which is my hometown deli growing up. And I talk about it a lot on a lot of different podcasts, and it's gained a little bit of popularity solely because of me, I think.
That's beautiful.
And you I mean, this is somewhat related. I was home once, and this was like 2 years ago. It was like we did that HeadGum Live where you did stand up at Dynasty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I was talking about that show because something had happened backstage or after or something. I was with my family in Ohio. I was like, yeah. And then we had like Gabrus, and then we had this other person and this other whoever was on the lineup. And then like the waiter comes around and he's like, did you just say Gabrus? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, John Gabrus. And I was like, yeah. And then he was like, your biggest fan. And he talked my ear off for like 5 minutes about how he like, about My Hero and like, or whatever it is, and their Comedy Bang Bang appearances. So that was kind of cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Along the same lines, I ate at the Eiffel Tower restaurant in Vegas with my mom and one of her friends. And the server came over and was just like, our sommelier wants to talk to
no
you for
fucking
a second.
Way.
Oh my God.
And the
God.
Sommelier comes over, he goes, I just want to say I'm a huge fan of you. I'm from Long Island. I went to blah, blah, blah. And I'm a huge fan of all your podcasts. I want to buy this bottle of wine for you guys. I picked it. I was like, oh, this is so nice. All this. My mom's there. And my mom's like, is she from Long Island? And the guy's like, yeah. And then she goes, where'd you go to school or whatever? And he mentions where he went to high school. And my mom's like, my mom knows one of the teachers that he had. And it's like, that's so. And then the rest of the night is going, isn't that crazy that I knew that sommelier's teacher? And I'm like, my wife is with us, and she's like, Joanne, it's crazier that your son was recognized for doing comedy, you fucking lump. Like, she just couldn't even get around to, like, she could not wrap her head around, like, anything positive for me. It just had to be like,
that is
it's crazy.
Funny.
I knew his teacher. Isn't that so weird? Fuck you. You wouldn't even talk to him if you didn't know that.
This is 3 stars of Dick Corky and Kenny Lenny's delicatessen in Woodmere, Ohio, I think. This is from Madeline B, 3 stars, last June.
Gabrus, name, B. Madeline B.
Booberry.
Madeline Booberry writes, 3 stars. This is a tough one. I love a good deli experience, but I was a bit underwhelmed. The ambiance, great. Classic deli look and staff, and that was a plus. As for the food, I was the best orderer at the table. I got a tuna sandwich on an everything bagel with onions and Munster, and it hit the spot. But my husband and his friend ordered poorly. They got the lox and egg breakfast on a bagel, and overall their orders just looked sad. The eggs looked weak, kind of dry, and like they'd been out for a while. I'd go back, but I'd stick to the more deli items, including the sandwich and lox on a bagel, as those items all looked awesome. And then there's two photos. One is of her sandwich, which looks great. And then, yeah, it's a burnt, almost burnt, like two darkly toasted half bagel and then dry eggs that look like they've had a couple bites taken out of it.
Ooh.
But just the idea of being proud of being the best orderer.
Yeah, this review is of me.
We're at the deli. Mr. Jacobson, thank you so much for taking Aaron and I out to breakfast. I'm just so excited to marry your son and be part of the family.
We're excited to grow our family.
Oh, my
God. It's very exciting.
Thank you so much. I can't wait.
My son loves you. And that's enough for me, but I was glad you took this time to meet me before the wedding. This is so exciting.
Of course. I would hate
to meet you for the first time and stuffed into a monkey suit.
Oh,
why not take you to my favorite bagel store for breakfast?
Oh, I really can't wait. And Aaron, you tell me that you and your dad have the best taste in bagel sandwiches here. So I'm excited to learn a thing or two from you guys. Let's just say that.
Yeah. We do.
Let's just say I do a little better than that.
Well, let's not get too excited too fast.
Okay, been ordering here for 58 years, so I'm pretty sure I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah, easy to order right when you order the same thing every time. you don't branch out.
If it ain't broke, you don't fix it. There's no point in reinventing the wheel rolls perfectly.
When was the last time you left the state? When was the last time you traveled?
I fought in Vietnam.
Oh, here we go.
Aaron, come on.
Also, don't say you fought in Vietnam. You didn't fight in the war. You got in an argument with Dad in Phnom Penh, all right? So that's not fighting in Vietnam.
That's right. I beat your father, my husband's ass, in Vietnam. We were there on vacation, and we got in a fist fight. You know what? That's not the point. When's the last time you left the state, pal? I mean, besides to move to New York City to start your fucking surgery for kids who need cleft palate surgery. Fuck Operation Smile bullshit.
Yeah, it was exactly
Sorry.
It was exactly then.
I'm all worked up. You got me all worked up. I'm supposed to be excited to be meeting Debbie. Debbie, wonderful to have you
it's
here.
It's about Debbie.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's about all of us. And so I want to make sure, you know, it's the weekend of the wedding. You know, I don't want things to be... too high.
And I'm sorry, my husband Rich couldn't be here. He's getting spray tanned down for the big day.
Oh, I don't blame him. I wish I could. Yeah. I'm looking so pasty lately. Aaron says that. Well, it doesn't matter actually. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up.
You already have.
Good luck trying to get the beans back in the can. Let's talk about it.
Aaron's.
This is what our family does.
We're real. We're raw.
No, I think that's great. Yeah, we're all family now. Aaron says that Rich looks like a pretentious little valley bitch boy with a spray tan, and anyone who does looks the exact same.
I'm sorry, that's what you say about your father, my partner. He looks like a little valley bitch boy. That is not how you should talk about it. Okay, you know what? I'm sorry, Debbie, but you were right. You shouldn't have said that.
I didn't say that. Aaron said that, and you kind of forced my hand to tell you about it.
Why did you even start to say it?
Well, it looks like we have a lively bunch here. What's everyone getting for breakfast? Did I interrupt something? I'm sorry. What's everybody want for breakfast?
Oh, no. You guys, please go first. I'd love to learn from the masters of this bagel store, you know?
Why don't you go first, you absolute fucking psychopath? Oh, Trish loves to dish. That's her. We like to roast each other a little bit. That's how she rolls. And I'll be going last. Of course you will, you fucking sick pervert freak. Let's go to your Aaron. Do you know what you want? Do you know what you want this time around?
Yeah, that was weird. I'll just do the special. I'll do the special.
Well, your father's been coming in here for fucking 50 years, and he's a goddamn psychopath lunatic.
What do you mean?
What did you say?
What do you mean? Like, what has he done that's exhibited that behavior?
Oh, I don't know. Wrote Blink 182 in fecal matter in the bathroom.
Multiple times. That is pretty bad.
Okay, it was one time, and then after that, it was someone else trying to frame me, okay? Oh, you're getting framed for fecal matter? Okay, let's move on from fucking psycho nuts over here. Aaron, what were you saying you wanted? Let me write that down.
I'll do the special, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to know what it is. I'm an adventurous eater. I'm going to branch out.
Oh, wow. I love that. Yeah. I really love that about you.
Okay, one turkey sandwich.
That's it? That's the special?
And what about you, Pops, rolling your eyes over there? You know what I want. Trish, you fucking dumpy little tart. I'd the huge. Give me the huge. All right, you fucking psychopath.
She turns around and rings a bell.
And what about for you? What about for you, sweetheart? What's your name over here? This is Debbie. This is going to be my future daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
Is this? Oh, hi, Debbie. Nice to meet you. Good
nice
luck.
To meet
good
you.
Luck with this fucking bag of fucking problems.
Oh.
And what can I get you? We got one special and one. The one usual, one special, and what would you like?
I think I'll just go with a classic. I'll just do bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel.
You got it. Bacon, egg, and cheese.
You okay, Aaron? I saw your face drop a little bit.
No, it's just the special was a turkey sandwich, so that's not always on the menu.
It's special today, okay, sweetheart? All right, so this is, all right, we got the turkey sandwich special. We got a turkey sandwich usual for the dad, and then a bacon, egg, and cheese, no turkey for Debbie. Got it.
Cut to the table. Their food is getting put down.
Here you go, you gaggle of fucking freaks.
The usual is a slice of turkey on a fully roasted pig, suckling and all.
Wow, I didn't know they serve things like that
yep,
here.
I've been eating this every weekday since 1971.
Every weekday? What
on
do you
weekends,
mean? What do you
I
mean
say,
on weekends? Exactly right.
I hold the turkey, just go full suck. I go huge minus the turkey.
You do less food on the weekends?
Because I'm saving room for a big dinner. Okay.
I don't know Aaron. How she fuck. I don't know how he fucking goes back to work after eating a whole fucking suckling pig, but he does.
And I'm a cross country runner for a living.
All right, on three, we all take a
I'm a professional cross country runner, so for me to stop down and eat a full roasted pig, suckling pig with a slice of turkey on its back, is a lot. But again, I guess that's maybe why Trish insists that I'm a fucking psychopath. All right, on three, we all take bites of each other's food.
And then we see who is the best orderer. One, two, three.
You guys were right. This place is phenomenal. I have never had such a good bacon, egg, and cheese. Everything okay?
There's no way this is the worst turkey sandwich I've ever had.
This is the worst usual I've ever had. I'm looking down now. I realize, Aaron, I have your plate in front of me. You have my. I can't believe I didn't see this. I was wondering why this tasted so much like bread. Here, let's flip it and reverse it.
Right.
Like Missy, Mr. Mean Elliott says. Okay,
right,
here
we go.
All right, let's do it again on three. Okay.
One, two, three. It happened again.
I don't know. We must have switched it twice.
We must have gone 180.
How about let's just one of us switch meals,
all right.
Okay?
We switch
all
with
right.
Debbie.
Just one of us.
Wait, no, I wanted to continue eating mine.
Okay, one,
two, three.
Oh, Debbie, I had a handful of your hair in between two slices of white bread somehow. I apologize.
I just got it. Mayonnaise. This was just sauce. This must have been a condiment packet.
Okay, let's switch this. Yeah, you just ate a condiment. All right, let's switch it around. Okay. Let's close our eyes.
Sorry,
let's face away.
Where did my sandwich go? I would like to continue
all right,
eating
close
my sandwich.
Close your eyes, face away, and spin them.
All right.
Debbie, this is we have 2 hours till your wedding. Let's get this done.
Get this done? I'm starving. I just want to eat my sandwich. I don't know what's happening.
Spill any of the bacon, egg, and cheese on your white dress, lovely. Make sure you put
it on. I can't believe
okay?
I wore my dress to this deli.
I can't believe my partner's getting a fucking spray tan like a little bitch right now before we're supposed to go to a wedding. It's going to be running down his eyes when he starts crying and shit. It always happens with him.
What? They turn. Rich is there. What did you just say?
I was talking about a different person who has tears make their spray tan run. Why doesn't Debbie or Aaron tell you how they feel about your spray tan?
It's offensive, Lee Brown.
The dad dives head straight upwards into the vents, and you hear him scurry away loudly. He's a little too big to be doing this, but he's climbing through the vents to get at it.
Welcome to the family, Debbie. Welcome to the family. A circle transition goes in right on Debbie's face. She's like, wah, wah.
And pull out to the wedding. Uh-oh. The wedding photo. And in the wedding photo, Debbie's got visible egg yolk on her wedding dress. Everyone's got different sandwiches. It's like a weird, like everyone's shrugging.
Like, well, I don't know.
Half of them are doing the jump in the air for the photo thing. The other ones didn't quite make it.
Half of them are like loading up to stuff. And then on the pig on skid is just one slice of turkey.
Fucking insane. All right, let's do our last segment. Right?
Hell yeah.
This Shook Week.
Whoa. Oof, Jesus. Yikes. Okay.
Gabrus, what's been shaking you?
Anything on the dome?
Well, two TV programs have been really getting my goat. Mm. But I've been screaming about Ted Lasso on enough.
I love Ted Lasso.
Podcasts.
It's so good.
I love it. It's so touching. It's for non-sports heads too. I think sports maybe turned a lot of people off, but I watched 5 episodes by myself, fell in love with it, and then rewatched the 5 with my wife and are now watching it together. She's obsessed.
Yeah.
Love that show. But the newest show, and episodes 8 and 9 just came out today, the day we're recording, is Raised by Wolves on HBO Max.
What is that even about?
It's unadulterated, pure, crystallized Ridley Scott. It's like everything that, if you're not a fan of Ridley Scott, run. Do not watch the show. If you're remotely a fan of Ridley Scott, it's got fucking everything. It's got androids, religion, atheism, weird bodysuits, funny hats, characters flipping sides, androids who start to feel like humans.
This is a Stefan club.
I was just going to say, yeah. This is about funny hats, atheism.
The hottest club is Raised by Wolves on HBO Max. It's just a very good, very interesting show. It's got funny moments. It's very cool. And it looks good as hell for a fucking TV sci-fi, especially. I'm loving it. I'm going to watch episode 9 as soon as we're done here.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
What about you? What shook you guys all week? But you were going to ask a follow-up.
Did you ever see the sketch that Ted Lasso, the series, is based off of, the NBC sports thing?
No, I never even watched it.
I don't know why I saw it, but I was on like YouTube back in the day, 2014. And I was like, I thought it was the funniest fucking thing. Like, I mean, I just love dumb shit. So like an American football coach coaching in England. And it was like a promo for the fact that the Premier League was now on NBC Sports or something.
It's really weird that when you watch Ted Lasso in the credits, it's like based on NBC Sports promos. You're like, not a selling point for a lot of people.
Yeah, but they fucking made it. Like you said, there's a lot of heart with it. Riley, you would absolutely love it.
Riley, I'm telling you, there's not a lot of shows written like it. It's very funny.
I've never
even
heard of it.
It's Sudeikis is the main character. And the premise is everyone wants to hate him, but he's wildly likable.
Yeah.
And it's just something, he's so positive that people who all are set up to hate him, and it just, the premise is like they can't bring themselves to hate him. And it's just so pure, and it's got like a new thing that I love that I've seen better versions of in TV is male friendship played like adults. Like I think Ted Lasso is a good example of it, and then the show Lil Dicky, what's that show
Dave.
Called? Dave. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dave has got a great, like, this is how men do actually talk to each other these days. Mm-hmm. Like sort of the masculinity without any toxicity, which is not a thing you see
it.
All too often.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love to see it. But highly recommend both those programs. If you're a sci-fi head, definitely watch Raised by Wolves. But if you're going to take one of these recos, Riley, Ted Lasso.
Cool.
It's like whenever I watch a comedy that's that good, like that Search Party or I Think You Should Leave, and I say to myself, or Pen 15, those are like four of the best, most, the thing I like most about them is that I could never, and I think I'm very good and very funny, and I can never do that. And that's what I like about those shows.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
It's just like outside of my wheelhouse, outside of my skill set, just fucking rules. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Highly recommend.
I love that. That's a great one.
Riley, what about you?
Aaron and Lauren Paul's Architectural Digest walkthrough video of their Idaho mansion cabin. And the reason
Wait, whose mansion cabin?
Aaron Paul and his wife Lauren Paul.
Yes, Jesse Pinkman. Okay, yes.
God.
Yes, yes.
So we are watching, we're catching up on Westworld season 3. We have 2 episodes left and we're going to finish it tonight. So fucking good. And Aaron Paul's in season 3. And so that's how we started thinking about Aaron Paul, obviously. And so Elizabeth sent this Architectural Digest video. She's like, I've already watched this multiple times. And she's like, it's 15 minutes. We can skip through it. I just want to show you, like, the house. I just want it, like, it's just so beautiful. You're going to love it. And we watched she gave the phone to Daniel, my boyfriend. He's like holding it in the middle and like holding the pop socket. We could have easily put it like on the Apple TV or on a computer or something, but we thought we were going to skip through it. And we're just sitting there looking at this tiny little phone. We play the whole thing because I can't take my eyes away. The house is beautiful. This couple, Aaron and Lauren Paul, if ever you listen to this episode of Review Review, which you won't, but I want to spend a weekend with you guys. I love your whiskey lounge. I love the pool table. I love the home theater.
I'm sure he's turning it into a mezcal lounge though. I know. Dos Hermanos.
So he made and during it, he's like, I'm gonna make a little drink for Lauren and I. That's cool. And like the camera kind of like nods. And then he makes like an Oaxacan old fashioned with his Dos Hermanos mezcal, but then smokes it too. And so immediately I'm thinking, okay, if you're already putting mezcal in a drink, that's liquid smoke already. And then you're going to smoke yeah. that on top of it seems insane to me, but that's fine. So basically it led me to now I'm in the market looking for a smoker to smoke my drinks. And today I played out a whole fantasy of what like a weekend, like night, it's like the dinner party would be so much fun. And they have like all these, oh my God, they're like, and here's like a bunk bedroom. Usually our nieces and nephews stay here, but sometimes drunk adults too. And I just imagine like we have an awesome night and we have dinner and then we go down to their movie theater, play some pool, play some cards, drink some whiskey. And we all get a little too drunk. We all do a talent show for each other on the balcony in the house.
Are we going to have to bleep any of your, as this goes on, are we going to
maybe things are a little crazy and we all, you know, we all fall asleep in the bunk beds. They're meant for the kids, but we're like, who cares? It's just adults here this weekend. And we wake up, it's a little late, you know, we're a little groggy, but it's still 11. So we're like, let's do brunch. And we make eggs, we make pancakes, some waffles if you're crazy. We have French press coffee. We have a backgammon round robin tournament, obviously. And then we're like, you know what? It's such a
beautiful
day.
That's not casual. A round robin?
What a nightmare.
And then
this couple is like, remind me to never invite you over for a drink. It's like you wake up the next morning and you're like, we got to do a what? It's like, hold on, here are the rules to, we're going to play Yahtzee. Of course, it's tournament rules.
So that's all I've been thinking about.
Obviously.
I want to be in that relationship, but I also just want to double date with them. And I was telling my boyfriend, my roommate, like, oh man, I want a smoker. And Daniel was just like, I was thinking about getting you a smoker for Christmas, but then I figured that you'll probably just buy one for yourself in the coming week. So
there you go.
So that's what really shook me. Smokers and Aaron and Lauren Paul's home and life. So
bitch.
Still white.
Yeah. Do you think when they were like negotiating in the real estate process, they were like, yeah, we're going to come in at 4.7. Bitch.
And like, oh yeah, yeah. Breaking Bad. So. I love that.
I love that.
No, he actually won't accept anything less than 5.
Okay. No, we can do 5-1. We can do 5-1. What's been shaking me all week long is that I got a portable projector, and it is Nectar. So basically, what's that?
Why is it Nectar?
It's Nectar because I didn't have any art for this wall, and okay. Also like, again, I have to go outside and around the house to get to the main house, which is where our TV is. But I got this little mini Nebula projector, right? You plug it in. So I guess it's not portable, but it's light and you don't need a screen. And it projects right onto that wall there. And I can watch movies in bed. And so that's pretty nice.
Hell fucking yeah, dude.
And that's it. It's not very interesting. Short and sweet. We got another whole podcast to do. So I think we're out. Gabrus, plugs. What do you got going on? The floor is yours.
I'm at Gabrus on all social media. Check out my podcast, High and Mighty. And if you're a fan of Review Review, which I'm assuming you are, if you're listening to this, start with these guys guesting on High and Mighty. I also have a Patreon podcast called Action Boys. That costs money and isn't for everyone. Most likely is not for you. But I got some free episodes on the website. So if you go to actionboys.biz, you can give it a listen and see if it is for you. And you don't have to tell me if it isn't. But if it is, love to make $5 a month off you in perpetuity. So rock on, brother. And then the Gino Lombardo Show on Stitcher Premium, season 2, coming soon.
Hell yeah.
Use promo code Gino for 1 free month.
He's a pro. That was so succinct and fast. You can follow Riley on Instagram, at Riley Anspa, on Twitter, at Riley Coyote. You can follow the show on Instagram, at Review Review, on Twitter, at Review Review Show, and on Reddit, r/ReviewReview.
And Jeffrey James on Instagram, at I Am Jeffrey James, and on Twitter, at Don't Play No James. This has been a treat, a dream, and a half. Thanks for coming on. This was so fun.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you to Gabrus for coming on. And yeah, check out our episode of High and Mighty. Funny ass show. Always interesting, too, which is what I like about it. We're done. We'll see you guys next week. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.